If she had a death note, I'd be dead. Well, I was in the same position with regards to her, too. You're Hanikawa. It wasn't in the way of retaliation, nor was I trying to hold my own. But what I did was to utter those words to her without even acknowledging what she'd said. You're Tsubasa Hanikawa.
Wow!
Hanikawa looked honestly and plainly surprised.
I'm amazed that you know someone like me,
she said. Tsubasa Hanikawa, who during final exams of the first trimester of our second year got only one answer wrong. A fill-in-the-blank across every subject, including health and PE as well as art.
What? That's... Hey, why do you know so much about me?
Hanikawa grew only more surprised. It didn't seem to be an act.
Wait, are you stalking me, Araragi? Maybe putting it that way makes it sound like I have too much of a persecution complex?
No, not really. It seemed as if she didn't realize she was famous. She thought she was normal. A regular girl who had nothing to recommend her but being on the serious side? Was that it? Add to that the fact she was treating me like I was someone famous, and it got a little nasty. Of course, I did recognize that I had somewhat of a reputation as a washout. But even so, why call her out on it? I decided just to give her a bullshit answer. I heard about you from an alien friend.
What? You have friends, Araragi?
Ask about the alien bit first! I'm not the kind of person who normally flings retorts at people I'm meeting for practically the first time. But she managed to draw one out of me, even if she didn't intend any malice by it. What a terrible thing to say.
Well...
Hanikawa said uncomfortably. Even she must have realized what she'd just said.
You're always alone, so I had the impression that you lived up in a world apart from everyone else.
You don't actually think I'm that cool, do you? She did seem to know a little bit about me, but not too much. Well, you're right that I don't have any friends, which makes you so famous that even a friendless loser knows who you are, I said.
Oh, stop it.
Hanikawa sounded a little bothered by this. Her, a woman who quickly shrugged off with a single embarrassed smile, the contents of her skirt being exposed for the world to see.
I don't like jokes like that. Please don't make fun of me.
Oh, I decided to just nod, as objecting seemed likely to launch a full-on argument. Sheesh. The pedestrian crossing facing the school gates was red, and so I stopped there, and Hanikawa stood next to me. Why follow me? Did she forget something at school?
Hey, Araragi!
She began to speak just as I was wondering why.
Do you believe in vampires, Araragi?
Huh? What in God's name was she talking about? Then, a moment later, I came upon the answer. Oh. While she was acting calm, she was actually embarrassed that I'd seen her panties. That was no surprise, of course. While I was not by any means famous, Hanikawa did know who I was, and she even understood the state of my personal relationships, that I had no friends. She had probably heard rumors, and not good ones. So it wasn't strange for a model student to feel as though she'd made a slight blunder in allowing me a close, hard look. A happenstance glimpse of her underwear. I came to the conclusion that she was following after me in order to deal with it. Instead of parting ways right after I had seen her panties, she was plotting to overwrite my memories by following me and talking to me like that. Huh. Nice try, model student. Tossing out a bizarre topic like vampires wasn't going to erase my memories. What about vampires? I asked. Sure. If that was going to make her feel better, I'd play along and discuss whatever she wanted. Talking to her for a short while about a fruitless topic was a small price to pay for getting to see her panties.
Well, there have been some rumors lately that there's a vampire here in town. They say not to walk around alone at night.
What a vague and phony rumor, I said, letting slip my honest impression. Why would there be a vampire in a town in the middle of nowhere like ours?
Who knows?
Vampires are foreign yokai, right?
I don't think that's exactly what they are, but go on.
Whether you walk alone or with a group of 10 people, if you had to face a vampire, I don't think the outcome would change very much.
Well, that's true.
Hanekawa let out a little laugh. A lighthearted laugh. It somehow didn't seem like the kind of laugh she'd have. I realized that I'd been feeling as though something was off for a while now. I'd imagine Hanekawa to be a more self-important type after hearing people call her a model student, a class president among class presidents and all that. If anything, she was weirdly affable.
But there have been a lot of eyewitness reports,
she said. Eyewitness reports? Now that's funny. Round up these gentlemen.
Well, these aren't gentlemen.
She explained that it was something being said among the girls at school.
And not just the girls at our school. All the girls who go to school around here have heard about it. Actually, it's a rumor that's only spreading among the girls.
But a vampire? I was amazed that a rumor like that had taken root.
They say the vampire is a beautiful blonde woman, but with eyes so cold they'll make your spine freeze.
Those are really specific details. But how does that make her a vampire? Couldn't she just be a normal person who stands out because she has blonde hair? After all, we were in a boring suburban town. A town out in the sticks, away from everything else. You didn't even see people with their hair dyed brown.
But,
Hanekawa said,
according to them, when she was under a street lamp, though her hair was blindingly bright, she didn't have a shadow.
Ah, vampire. While the word sounded old and hackneyed to me, it wasn't as if I was that familiar with vampires. But I did recall hearing something like that now that she mentioned it. Vampires don't cast shadows. Why was that again? Because they don't like the sun? But then this had been at nighttime. So she was in the light of a street lamp, but it still sounded like some trick of the eye. And besides, didn't that very street lamp cry out that it was a made-up piece of scenery? Made up, or maybe just cheap.
Well, yeah,
Hanekawa agreed. Despite my churlish reaction, she didn't seem particularly offended. She was good at talking and at listening.
I think it's a ridiculous rumor, too. But it's good from a safety standpoint. Thanks to it, girls aren't walking around by themselves at night anymore.
Well, I guess you're right about that.
But personally,
Hanekawa said, lowering her voice a bit.
If there's a vampire, I'd like to meet her.
Why? It seemed as though my prediction may have been off. I'd assumed she had brought up a fruitless topic in order to erase my memories of seeing her panties. But Hanekawa was sounding a little too enthused for that to be the case. And anyway, telling a uniformed male student about a rumor that's only spreading among the girls seemed odd when I thought about it. Won't she suck your blood and kill you if you do?
Okay, I don't want to get killed, so maybe it's not accurate to say that I want to meet her. But I just thought it'd be neat if someone like that existed. An existence greater than humans.
An existence greater than humans? Like a god?
It doesn't have to be a god.
Hanekawa went silent for a while, as if she was trying to pick her words carefully. Eventually, though, she said,
because in so many ways, where's the reward otherwise?
Without my noticing, the light had turned green. But Hanekawa and I both stood there. To be honest, not only did I have no idea what Hanekawa was saying, I didn't even know what she was trying to say. It felt almost as if her reply had nothing to do with my question.
Oh no, oh no,
she began to say, flustered. Had my expression betrayed my thoughts?
You know, Araragi,